Good morning to everyone. And while we're waiting for our latecomers to be seated, we would very much like to welcome Lee back. Remember last week we were praying for him, and here he is. So welcome back.
The prayers worked.
Well, obviously we have the very evidence with us. We'll begin this morning with Sharon Brownette will lead us in prayer.
All right. I just wanted to reflect a little bit with you on the controversy that's happening in Santa Barbara right now, probably all over our country as the weather gets colder, and that is that the conflict between the people, the business owners and people who are along the street, and the homeless people, often who gather around Casa Esperanza. And it's just something for us to think about, what it really would be like to be homeless, and what our attitude as people who are homed, what it could be, what it should be, as followers of Jesus, to stay in engagement with people who are perhaps addicted, alcoholic, perhaps mentally ill, living out on the street. What our level of engagement should be with those folks, and so that we try not to think of the whole situation as them and us, the homeless and the homed, but rather that they are our brothers and our sisters. Look over there by that curb. Over there? What is that? Is that a bundle of trash waiting to be picked up by the dumpster? No, not trash. That's our dad. The alcohol drags him down into the gutter. Over there, look in the shadows over there. See by that building? What is that? Is that a bad lady? No. Not a bad lady. That's our precious daughter, our beautiful daughter, Donette. Her body's a shell. She has no teeth, and we're powerless. Look over there on the beach. The air is getting dark. It's getting very cold, and I heard that the tide is coming in tonight. It's going to be a high tide. What is that? Is that a lump of kelp over there? No. It isn't kelp. That's our son. Our heart. He's so drunk, we can't awaken him. Say, I heard that there was a man who died in prison. Was that a no-good drunken bum? No, not a no-good drunken bum. That was our principal. Everyone knew him. He knew everyone by name. He greeted them by name in the morning. We'll never forget him. We'll always, always love him. Clumps of trash, bad ladies, piles of kelp, no good drunken bums, beloved dads, beautiful daughters, precious sons, esteemed leaders. If you have the gift of sobriety, thank God. And please pray for those who don't.
I can't think of a more powerful introduction for our topic this morning, which is ethics. And we will be looking at ethics in the time of the Reformation, but certainly we need to always think about ethics in our day as well. It is my pleasure to introduce our speaker this morning, who's been a friend for a long time. And I think it's very fitting, as we are thinking about the Reformation, that we have another ex-Minnesotan with us, because that is truly the heartland, at least in the United States. The Reverend Ann Howard is no stranger to us. This is the third time, isn't it, Ann, that you've spoken? Fourth time. Well, anyway, she's been with us before. She's currently the executive director of the Beatitude Society, and hopefully she will be telling us more about the Beatitude Society, because that is so much a part of this whole area of social justice that we're looking at in many different centuries today. And before beginning with the Beatitude Society in September of 2006, Anne was the associate rector at Trinity Episcopal Church in Santa Barbara. And she's a wonderful preacher, and she's now the preacher in residence at Trinity. And she's also the author of a book, Claiming the Beatitudes, 9 Stories from a New Generation. And she has those books here for your purchase this morning. If you're interested, they're back on the back table. And I think one of the real gifts that Anne brings to us is that her work in the Beatitude Society, she's very much working with a younger generation, a young generation of Christian leaders, and can bring to us some wisdom and something new about what's going on in that part of our Christian world. Before she was ordained, she was a newspaper reporter, and later the executive director of the Interfaith Center to Reverse the Arms Race at All Saints Church in Pasadena, California. Since her ordination in 1988, she served as associate and interim rector at All Saints by the Sea in Santa Barbara, and as canon to the ordinary for Bishop Fred Borsch in the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles. And those of you that don't know the canon to the ordinary, which is kind of an obscure Episcopal term, really means right-hand person. So she was the right hand of the bishop. And then after that, she was the director of Mount Calvary and Bites, which was an adult education program at Holy Cross Monastery in Santa Barbara. She graduated from the Episcopal Divinity School in the University of California, Santa Barbara, and she's a member of the Board of Faith in Public Life. She also serves on the Advisory Board of God Complex Radio. Okay. I don't know if that's Complex God or... Anyway, it's an interesting title. Maybe you'll tell us a little more about it. And the Advisory Board of the CAP Center for Ethics, Religion, and Public Life at the University of California, Santa Barbara. So it is with great pleasure, Anne, that we welcome you with our little welcome blessing.
Right here. Right.